You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Chinese EV makers shift focus, Tesla delays affordable models, and Leap Motor expands to Australia. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you why Ford's e-Transit has had the unlikeliest of makeovers, even more than that ID Buzz hearse I told you about recently. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It is Bank Holiday Monday here, Easter Monday, 21st of April. I'm Martin Lee. I go through every EV story so you don't have to. You can strip out the ads if you want to. Regular reminder, you can check out the Patreon page. That's patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Get the ad-free feed if you don't like ads in your life. We'll start with news of Chinese EV brands shifting focus in response to tariffs placed by the United States on Chinese products. Chinese EV makers are shifting their global strategies to target markets that have a better trade condition, like the United Kingdom, as a key focus. Chinese companies have long aimed at the UK, although early consumers tended to prefer Teslas and European brands going back 5 to 10 years. BYD produces London buses, for instance. Geely owns the company that makes London's famous taxis, which are going to range extenders. In the past year or so, Chinese electric vehicles have gained traction in the UK. Within 12 months of entering the market, 70 dealerships are now offering Omodas and JQs. Would you take a punt on an unknown name? Leap Motor opened their first British showroom in March, and Xiaopeng is set to follow very soon. Of course, Leap Motor inside Stellantis dealership, so a bit more reassurance there. You go in and have a look at a little Peugeot and a Citroen and maybe have a look at a Leap Motor. Doesn't feel like such a leap, pardon the pun, to then go to a Chinese brand and feel that you're going to be supported in service and things like that. Well, together, these Chinese companies aiming to establish dozens of retail outlets in the United Kingdom by the end of the year. BYD's luxury division, Denza, have also confirmed a launch. That's the vehicles in China known as Yangwang. Delighted that they took my advice and didn't use the Yangwang brand, which doesn't sound very premium to Western buyers, but Denza probably does more so. They want 40 retail locations here. And of course, the UK chose, I've mentioned this many times in the past, not to follow the European Union on extra tariffs on Chinese EVs, so quite cheap to sell them here as well. Okay, let's get on to one of the big stories of the week, actually, and that is a report from Reuters that says Tesla is pushing back the release of its budget-friendly vehicles. According to this Reuters report today, three anonymous sources have spoken to Reuters. A cheaper version of the Model Y, known as various things, depending on who's blogging about it, the Model A, the Model 2, the Model Q, some people call it. Internally, it's the E41 project. The E41 project was expected to come early 2025, and now late 2025, and now it's 2026. A lower-cost Model 3 is also expected perhaps around the same time. The affordable Model Y is said to be a simpler version based on the existing Model Y platform. This aims to cut production costs and offer a lower price for consumers. It would also maximize use on the assembly lines, which make those existing vehicles, that platform which is used, very little work, if any, to do to the actual physically general assembly lines, to update maybe GA to something that needs to be done for the new cars. But otherwise, a Model 3 and a Model Y that were cheaper is much less work for Tesla to actually produce. CEO Elon Musk previously dropped plans for the $25,000 vehicle to focus on the robo-taxi project. Musk believes Tesla was close to perfecting self-driving technology and believes that autonomy and ride-hailing fleets will take over the lower end of the car market. People won't want a $25,000 vehicle because they'll just have another car take them and they won't do car ownership. However, Tesla has not achieved fully functioning self-driving. China's now banned that phrase in the last few days as well. And of course, that was first predicted in 2019. So he's only 6 years and waiting for full autonomy. And if I may take a lap of honour on this one, I'll get this wrapped up in 20 or 30 seconds and I won't harp on about it. But my goodness me, did I take some heat from Tesla fans when I said 6 months ago or so, it was one of the earnings calls, maybe 9 months ago, about the new cheaper vehicles
And people got really frothy about what this was going to be. Was this going to be the $25,000 car? We knew the CEO had killed that project if you were paying attention to the business. And then when people finally got that message, and I said to people, this is not going to be a new car. You have to remember that the Cybertruck was launched in 2019 and it only arrived recently. You have to remember that we're coming up on 10 years since the Roadster was announced. Think about that. We're coming up on 10 years. It seems like 5 minutes ago because I've been covering EVs forever. But the Tesla Roadster is showing no sign of ever arriving. And yet people were saying, oh, they're going to launch a brand new car. It's going to be shorter and smaller. It's going to have, you know, less space in the back. And this is going to revitalize Tesla. I get that if you're a fan. I'm sorry if I've ever offended a Tesla fan. But this is ridiculous that they would change the entire way the business works, which is to announce a model and make you, you know, pay a deposit and wait 5 years. They were never, ever going to do an Apple, which is when they launch a new Apple phone, they go, oh, and you can buy it right now. And the site goes down and the site comes up and you can go buy your iPhone. That's not the way Tesla works. There was not a chance in a million years they were ever going to say, hey, here's our new small car. And you can buy it next year. It was never going to be like that. And now that we've had multiple reports saying that this so-called cheaper car, the Model A, the Model 2, the Model Q, the E41 project as it is internally, that is simply a 3 or a Y decontented. Different fabrics, you know, or materials, fabric seats, things like that. No screen in the back. Smaller battery, perhaps. Hey, that was more than a 20 or 30 second lap of honor, wasn't it? But I have not deviated from that course, which is saying if you think a smaller little, compact Tesla is coming, you're absolutely bonkers. And boy, did I take some heat for saying that, because there's no chance they were ever going to make a smaller car the minute, maybe it was a year ago, that the CEO binned off that project. And actually, we have a really good insight coming through today. And that is an interview or a statement that was made by somebody who used to work at Tesla, very senior position, and talking about how the project was killed off. So it was October last year that Tesla fans and investors gathered in Hollywood for the We Robot event, expecting the $25,000 Tesla, the compact car. Many people think that the Cyber Cab, which was what was shown off, is going to be sold to the public. Ridiculous. It's a two-seater. There's no steering wheel or pedals. That's never going to happen. However, we also saw the RoboVan, which hasn't been spoken of since that day, and some Optimus stuff as well. Internal reports coming out today in the media suggest that the Cybercab will struggle in terms of sales and profitability. The former head of business development at Tesla is Rohan Patel, was one of those people that was actually quite active on social media when the CEO got very distracted with buying Twitter. And Rohan Patel was someone who would always share company data, was always a fantastic person to follow. He has now left and was talking about what it was like to work at Tesla, and said this, and I quote, "We had lots of modeling that showed the payback around full self-driving and robotaxi was going to be slow," end quote. And so the senior management team took to Elon Musk a plan to have a $25,000 Tesla, take it right to the Chinese. They could see the Chinese cheap cars were coming. And according to this report, the CEO batted away that suggestion and believes so much in full self-driving and that they will solve it, that Musk killed that plan, despite advice from his executive team, like Patel, that Tesla could win in a $25,000 market with a stripped-down smaller vehicle. That project was killed off by Musk, who chose to end it and concentrate on Cybercab. A source said Musk is uninterested in making their version of a Volkswagen Golf. And I get that, but look at China. Look what China's done, and it's absolutely eating Tesla's lunch in China. They've had Tesla had a good recent few weeks in China. This could be a turnaround, could be just a blip in terms of pent-up demand, or this could be the start of what's going to be a great year for Tesla in China. We don't know. They've had some good data coming out in recent weeks, but they are facing huge competition there. and that competition is starting to be recognized internationally. That moves me on to our next story. BYD is the first Chinese automaker to win a World Car Award. Now, all right, I'll give you this one. This is the third day that I've mentioned the World Car Awards. Yesterday, I forgot to mention something about it. And today, I also forgot to mention, I didn't do a very good job covering the World Car Awards, did I? But the BYD Seagull was a winner. Now, that beat off 11 international finalists. And the point being that it's the first Chinese car to win the World Car Award, well, at least one of them, and they impressed the judging panel, say they were impressed with its design, urban performance, and consumer appeal. It was launched 2 years ago. It's one of BYD's fastest selling electric mini cars in China. They sold 500,000 of them by last summer, so I don't know what the current stats are up to. The Seagull is priced at about $9,500 equivalent, with a 74 horsepower motor. Two battery sizes, 30 or 39, and fast charging, big infotainment display, heated seats, USB fast charging. It's got the DiPilot 100 intelligent driving, so 12 high-def cameras and sensors, powered by NVIDIA's Orin N chip, and that is highway autopilot and automated parking as well, with advanced driver assistance features. Rolled in as standard for that $9,500 winning that award. I'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about a collector's edition of an EV and a longer warranty plan come from a big name as well. Stick around. Back in a mo.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, let's talk about Leap Motor Australia planning to expand its vehicle lineup to cover up to 70% of the Australian market, including a large SUV, the existing C10 mid-sized model, and the upcoming B10 small SUV. CEO Andy Huang showing the company will offer at least six models by the end of 2027. Leap Motor is a joint venture with Stellantis, and Leap Motor Australia launched the C10, that's the BEV, last year, and they'll soon launch the extended range version of that. To ensure broad market coverage, they'll introduce a large SUV, probably the C16 from China, within the next year. They won't bring the little mini T03, which we get, to Australia because of market fit. Now let's go to the other end of the scale, to the little Leap Motor T03, little mini car, to a grand collector's edition, the Zeekr 009 collector's edition. Yes, we are now treating EVs like Rolex watches, it appears, because Zeekr have named this the collector's edition, so you can buy one of these and put it in your garage and, I don't know, take it out on Sundays or something, like you are a proud collector. The most luxurious MPV in China, they say. It's 900,000 yuan, which is about $124,000 US dollars, and it sits above the Grand Edition. There's lots of gold on this. The logos are gold-plated with 3 grams of 24-carat gold. It's a large MPV that's 5.2 meters long with a 3.2 meter wheelbase. And the Zeekr 009 Collector's Edition adds gold logos, gold on the window frames, gold door handles on the side steps and rims, has a 4-seat layout. This is a massive MPV with 4 massive captain's chairs inside. It's not designed to carry, you know, 9 people. This is very much probably about being driven, I imagine. The front control screen and rear entertainment screens have been upgraded to the Qualcomm Snapdragon 8295 chips, two-way satellite messaging and calling, audio system with 18 Yamaha speakers, an 18-litre fridge and heating area as well, a 43-inch 4K rear screen, bigger than my screen on the lounge wall that we have, and there's a control screen between the rear seats as well. Of course, the rear seats are just as luxurious, if not more, than the front ones, with leg rests and tables and 24-way adjustment. And the carpets, according to the press release here, the carpets are made from camel hair sourced from Peru's Andes. So the Andean Mountains. So, yeah, if you really have to have a $120,000 MPV with 4 seats and camel hair carpets, it's now on the market. Suzuki next in the news, and Suzuki will offer free 10-year warranties in the UK and Ireland. The upcoming all-electric e-Vitara, launching in the autumn, will be the first Suzuki EV to include the battery warranty, setting it apart from its competitors at 8 years. The director of after-sales of Suzuki GB saying that the customer experience and retention are what they're focusing on, which is why they're going to 10 years on the warranty for all of the vehicle, of course, including the battery as well. Part of that is that the UK's ZEV mandate, which is the kind of common name that we give it, that, you know, I talk about, you know, you've got to hit 22% EV sales if you're a car maker last year, 28% this year. There's actually a lot to that legislation, which is part of some climate legislation which was enacted years ago, and this is kind of amendments to it, so it hasn't got to go through Parliament again. And there's lots in there, but part of that is to do with EV warranties. And so there's a lot. It's not just about how many cars the car makers have to sell. There's a lot of stuff in that. I should probably do a podcast all about it, about the various details that you have, that the car makers now have to adhere to. One of those being longer warranty periods, but Suzuki going over and above what they have to. Now, a recent report shows that insurance companies are raising premiums for EVs, but Tesla policyholders are being particularly targeted. Now, many blame this on the recent vandalism targeting Teslas. People saying, well, if everyone going to attack a Tesla, then the insurance is going to go up. But this actually data point coming out before the inauguration and Musk got involved in politics. And so insurers are more likely to maybe stop insuring Teslas since all of the troubles. But no, this is coming, all this data was coming before then. Tesla owners have long complained about how expensive it is to insure their vehicles. I had the same thing, by the way. The Tesla Model 3, twice the price on insurance. It's £1,000 a year. The Polestar 2. Admittedly, the Polestar 2 is an old, it's a 4 or 5 year old car that I've got now, 50,000 miles. Still, for me, a very, very nice car. That costs me £500 a year. It's half the price of a Model 3. And that was the Model 3 long range, not even performance, right? Twice the, we're going to have that car for 2 or 3 years. That's a big chunk of money. However, this is a US data by Insurify, and they found that coverage premiums were up 10% year over year for the average Tesla owner. And Tesla models had the largest increases, like the Model Y, premiums up 29%. The average of $4,000 in the US? Wow, you guys pay a lot for insurance. That's 2.9 times the national average. The Model 3 and the Model X also seeing increases of about 22 to 24%. Model 3 has an average annual premium, the Model 3 in the United States, of $4,300. That's insanity. Wow. That is, that's very expensive. We might pay a lot more for our electricity, but wow, your insurance is very expensive. TV presenter Chris Packham, which I imagine my UK listeners will know more than my international listeners, has joined a new campaign called Badvertising. Badvertising is when we push for new laws to ban things like, well, advertising cigarettes. That is badvertising. Advertising cigarettes, which happened, commonly. I like Formula One, so I like watching old Formula One, and you see all the cigarette advertisements, and you think, well, kids were watching that. We live in a very different time 20 years on since cigarette advertising was banned. Well, badvertising is also coming for fossil fuel companies. Chris Packham, the TV presenter, started a petition for the government, and it's now had 62,500 signatures to ban fossil fuel advertising. He said that ads from oil companies create a positive reputation and a social license of trust, and that simply shouldn't be for businesses which fundamentally harm our environment. And yeah, I think the ban on cigarette advertising totally fundamentally worked over here. And so the same could happen for fossil fuel companies. Now, a couple more stories. Electric vehicles are known for their speed, efficiency, and technology, and also their lack of drama when delivering that performance. That's one of the things that I love most about EVs. However, some car makers seem to be fixated on noise. BMW is tackling this with hypersonics. That's the new sound system coming in their Neue Klasse vehicles very soon. 43 custom audio sounds, the change based on how you're driving, developed by BMW Group's Sound Design Studios. Hypersonics uses spatial modulation to create the feeling of moving through the layers of sound as you mash the accelerator pedal, like a Dodge Charger Daytona with its Fratzonic chambered exhaust, which isn't an exhaust because you're not exhausting anything. There's no gases. It's just a name. It's a speaker in the car. BMW created over 9 million sound iterations before finalizing on their chosen ones for the new Neue Klasse. Hey, I don't mind that as long as you can turn it off. Like the Ioniq N5N has it. Nissan's R32 GTR concept has noises. As long as you can turn these things off, they're a bit of a party trick, can make you smile, make you grin. But I like how EVs are quiet, thanks. Like the weather's getting nicer here, finally, so the windows are down on the car when we're driving around. I don't miss the noise. Now, a couple more stories. And horse, as in, yes, the animal. Horse is a joint venture between Chinese Geely and Renault Group, launching a retrofit system. But it's not what you think. For some reason, they believe that people who drive EVs or companies that have developed EVs are having a massive regret and want to retrofit them with combustion engines. So they have developed, in all their wisdom, a combustion engine, electric motor, gearbox, and electronics into one unit that they say fits in the same space as a standard EV drive motor. That way, any car company that is having massive regret building EVs, or people, I guess, that have bought an EV and go, "What have I done?" You can rip out the EV motor and put in a little combustion engine and gearbox as well, and take yourself all back to the dark ages and start burning stuff again. The hybrid system works with various fuels, they say, including methanol and synthetic fuels, and they say that this gives car makers an option if they developed an EV and now they wish they hadn't, to go back to making combustion cars. They must have a market for this, otherwise they wouldn't have spent so much money developing it, but it seems crazy to me, but what do I know? And finally, you know, I told you recently about the ID Buzz hearse. That's not the weirdest thing that's been done to an EV commercial van lately, because today the Ford E-Transit has become a sauna van. Yeah, as in a Swedish sauna. Ford's special vehicle team that make modifications to their vehicles have created the e-sauna. It uses the Ford e-Transit, uses the ProPower onboard powered supply. Imagine this is, you know, one of those kind of saunas, obviously not with a flue out the top of the vehicle, you know, burning hot coals and stuff, but you got these infrared ones, don't you? I don't know, but they say that it actually doesn't reduce the e-Transit's range by that much, because it's obviously got a massive battery, it's about 4 miles a day, that it reduces the range by after 8 hours of sauna use. They took this down to Longside Lake in Surrey in the UK, where people do cold water swimming, and after they jumped out of the water, they jumped into the Ford e-Transit sauna van and warmed up a little bit. It has wooden paneling and seating made from Canadian pine, which resists warping, and they've insulated it as well. In Europe, the Ford e-Transit is one of the Ford's top-selling models. They focus more on commercial vehicles over here, and it's one of the, even in the US, I think the Transit sells pretty well. Not Ford F-150, you know, lightning numbers, but still very well. And that's your podcast for today. You know who to call if you want your Ford sauna van. And if you want to check out the Patreon page, you can do that at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Cyber Week deals at BJ's Wholesale Club are so great, we called in the North Pole's top IT expert to tell you about them.
Al the IT Elf here. This time of year, I'm asking everyone two things. Have you tried rebooting? And have you seen BJ's Cyber Week savings? Through December 7th, get a $20 digital coupon when you spend $200. Plus, through December 4th, get up to 40% off TVs, tech, and appliances. And like remembering your password, remember that these deals are only on BJ's.com or the BJ's app.
Visit BJ's.com/Cyber Week for holiday savings.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.